Every time you book a flight through Expedia, Kayak, or Priceline, your name, your credit card info, your full travel history is being quietly packaged up and sold. It's not being sold to advertisers, it's being sold to the federal government without a warrant, notification, or permission. The craziest part is that the airlines contractually required the government to keep their names out of it. In this video, I'm breaking down exactly how this works, who's behind it, and what the government is doing with your data, and most importantly, what you can actually do to protect yourself. Okay, so let's start at the beginning. There's a company most people have never heard of called Airlines Reporting Corporation, or ARC. It's basically a financial middleman that processes payments between airlines and travel agencies. But here's where it gets interesting. ARC is owned by the airlines themselves. This includes Delta, United, American, Southwest, JetBlue, Alaska, even international carriers like Lufthansa and Air France. They all sit on the board. ARC has been quietly building one of the largest travel databases on the planet each time it processes travel bookings. The scale is wild. They retain over 5 billion records covering 39 months of past and future travel and update their databases every single day. ARC processes data of roughly 54% of all flights taken globally. So if you've flown the past couple of years and booked through a third-party site, there's a very good chance that ARC has a file on you. They basically are collecting everything. In their records, you can find your full name, where you flew, when you flew, how often, what credit card you used, who you booked with, basically your full itinerary, connections, layovers, all of it. They call this product the Travel Intelligence Program, or TIP, and they sold access to the government. Okay, so who's actually buying this data? U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the Secret Service, and according to reports, other unnamed federal, state, and local agencies are buying it too. Their stated reason is to identify persons of interest, U.S. domestic air travel ticketing information. Now, here's the part that really matters, and this is what the Electronic Frontier Foundation flagged directly. Normally, if law enforcement wants to access your travel records, they need a warrant. That's a Fourth Amendment protection. A judge has to sign off on it, and there has to be probable cause. But by purchasing bulk access to a commercial database, they skipped all of that. As the EFF put it, the government was doing an end run around the Fourth Amendment. And because the contracts required ARC to stay hidden, nobody even knew where the information was coming from. The Secret Service alone paid $885,000 for access through 2028. And this is the part that really gets to me. ARC's contract with the government agency specifically told these agencies, do not publicly name ARC as the source of this data. Think about it for a second. The airlines weren't just selling your information. They were actively trying to make sure you'd never find out. The secrecy wasn't an accident. It was written into the deal. This only came into light in June of last year when investigative journalists got a hold of internal government documents. Once it went public, lawmakers from both sides were not happy. Senator Ron Wyden called it exactly what it is. Airlines giving the government bulk access to sensitive information about Americans, including their travel patterns and the credit cards they use, through a data broker the airlines themselves own. After the story broke, pressure mounted fast. Privacy advocates, journalists, members of Congress all started pushing back hard. By this past November, ARC announced it was shutting down the Travel Intelligence Program. In a letter to Congress, their CEO said TIP was no longer aligned with ARC's core goals. But here's the thing, shutting down TIP doesn't make those 5 billion records disappear. Data was already sold and it's still out there. And nothing is stopping another company from building something very similar. Because as of right now, there's no federal law that says airlines can't sell your travel data. Your video rental history from the 90s, that's protected by federal law, the Video Privacy Protection Act. Your flight data, however, there's no protection. In 2024, Congress passed something called the PADFA, the Protecting Americans Data from Foreign Adversaries Act. It stops data brokers from selling your sensitive information to countries like China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. However, this February, the FTC sent warning letters to 13 data brokers reminding them to comply. The FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection Director, Christopher Muffridge, said it clearly. These letters should send a message to all data brokers to be aware of the law's requirements. Fines can hit up to $53,000 per violation. But here's the gap. PAFTA only covers foreign adversaries. It does nothing about selling your data to U.S. government agencies. The ARC situation, technically still legal under current law. Consumer groups are pushing the Department of Transportation to step in, since the DOT, not the FTC, has regulatory power over airlines. As of right now, no major rules have been announced. All right, so what can you actually do about this? First, book directly with the airline. ARC's database was built on third-party bookings through sites like Expedia and Kayak. Booking straight through the airline's website or app cuts out one major data pipeline. Second, use a virtual card whenever booking. This stops your real card from becoming a permanent tracking identifier across multiple bookings. Third, if you're in California, use the Delete Act. California has a privacy portal that lets you request data brokers to delete your information. Fourth, consider using services that will continuously monitor and remove your data from broker databases. Fifth, use a burner email and phone number for bookings. Compartmentalizing your travel data makes it harder for them to build a full profile on you. And sixth, and this is what truly matters in the long term, support privacy legislation. The EFF has been pushing for a Fourth Amendment is not for sale act, and that would stop law enforcement from buying their way around warrant requirements. That's the kind of systemic change that actually moves the needle on these types of issues. As of now, the program shut down, but the systems that made it possible are still running. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Thank you.